Essay, Planning for Mankai by Tang Yingjin. When will the sakura be in full bloom this year? My family and friends in Singapore have asked me this question countless times since I started working in Japan. The closer it gets to spring, the more questions I get. Many Singaporeans dream of seeing the sakura in full bloom in Japan, so they try to plan their Japan trips to coincide with mankai. I suspect they think that living in Japan gives me the ability to sense when the cherry blossoms will bloom. It is my great honor that they think so highly of me, but instead of relying on my instinct and observation of the sakura trees, I dutifully check the sakura forecast on Yahoo Japan. When I pass on the information, I always add a disclaimer. These are just predictions, and the actual dates might be slightly earlier or later than what was predicted. It is a risk they have to take when they book their flights. There are so many things to consider. When should they take leave from work? Which part of Japan should they visit to maximize their chances of seeing mankai? How long should they stay? They spare no effort in planning, but no matter how hard they strategize, there is no guarantee that their dream will come true. Once, a friend missed mankai by 2 days. She was already back in Singapore by the time the sakura burst into full bloom, on a clear and sunny day, no less. I sent her pictures. She vowed to visit Japan every spring, at least until she could see mankai with her own eyes. Last year, another friend was visiting Arashiyama, Kyoto, just as the trees were in full bloom. She went back again the next day, but strong winds the night before had scattered most of the blossoms on the ground. The light pink blooms were as pretty on the ground as they were on the branches. She felt blessed to have seen both mankai and what happened after. I told a Japanese friend, "You are so lucky to be living in Japan. You can see mankai every year unless you are out of the country." He smiled and said, "Even if we are in Japan, we may not always be lucky enough to enjoy mankai. We may have to work all day. Even if we are free, it might be rainy or cloudy." He thought for a while and said, "How many times can a Japanese person see mankai in his entire life? 70? 80? That's why every single mankai is so precious." His words have stayed with me. Whenever I walk past cherry blossom trees in spring, I am reminded of how the most beautiful things cannot be planned for. We can plan all we want, but at the end of the day, perhaps the important thing is to enjoy the anticipation and cherish every single moment of mankai.